on the Code of Conflict, we sent everyone to St. Louis. You've just gotten out of vehicle combat and you are driving towards the outskirts of the city. So yeah, Deviant is in full VR, in the Rigger's like seat in her vehicle, driving you guys towards the city.
That sucked.
I had fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Jesus was about to do something really cool.
But you see, all I did was stand on top of the car and stare at them menacingly. And while I do enjoy staring at things menacingly, I did not actually get to hit anybody.
I think it might help, though. I mean, we got rid of them.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Yeah.
You can hit the ground.
I hit the ground.
Wait, no.
You punch the bottom of the car.
No.
Is our car okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yes, it wasn't a malicious punch.
I'm not an idiot. I will not destroy our car.
You punch right through the car into the ground.
We fucking Flintstones this shit. I'll get us to our destination.
So, you guys are driving towards... St. Louis, and you're coming across, you're not coming across, you're driving up to a roadblock. It's kind of like a toll booth type situation where you have to like pay in order to get into the city. It doesn't look like a officially sanctioned toll booth, let's just say. And Deviant, upon like seeing this in her like rigor display, pulls out of VR. She's an AR piloting the car. She turns to the you guys that are like sitting in the back, and she goes, "Don't worry about this one, I'll handle it." She drives up, stops the car, makes brief conversation with the like toll booth attendant, quote unquote. You see her pass him a cred stick, and you guys are free to move on.
I have a general question about our car.
Yeah.
Do we have tinted windows, or can people just see Jesus?
No, no. You absolutely have tinted windows. It's like a sports SUV, but like sleeker. It's not like a box on wheels.
Yeah. Ever since 3 years ago, see-through windows became illegal. Every car has to have tinted windows.
No, it's just Deviant has modded the windows so that you can't see inside because she uses this car for shadow runs and stuff.
I kind of figured since it was Shadowrun, we had tinted windows.
No, yeah.
I don't think there's a single person in Shadowrun who doesn't have tinted windows, runner or not.
Yeah.
And as you guys are pulling out of the toll booth, you see two like Mad Max looking motorcycles come behind you and in front of you, two each. And kind of just keep pace with your car.
Ooh, nice escort.
So they just look like trash?
They don't look like trash, but they look like rugged.
Okay.
And spiky.
Yeah.
I want to touch it.
It's outside of the car, you can't. You
roll down the window.
She can fly.
But like in front of you, like in front of the car.
A Deviant notices you like going for the window switch and hits the like window lock on her other side of the door.
So what's up with the poor people tailing us and
it's just an escort so we get to we're going to my mom's shop. It's just an escort so we get there safely.
Okay.
Things are tense.
We're gonna get to meet your family.
Just my mom.
Oh, nice. Well, wow.
And my sisters, too.
I'm glad we're this close already.
Don't.
Huh?
Don't. So you guys get there without incident. A Deviant pulls the car around the back and, like, into one of the garage bays and, like, hops out of the driver's seat and embraces this kind of, like, warm, demeanored old-ish woman, like, older middle-aged. Deviant's mom just kind of... like waves you guys in from inside the car. Hello.
Hi.
My daughter's told me so much about you guys.
Oh yeah.
You especially.
Yeah?
Wait, when?
Oh.
They were texting.
Oh, okay.
While driving?
Huh?
While driving?
She was in VR. She can do a lot.
That's true.
What does your daughter know about me?
arguably not much.
Okay.
She said that you were tall and an elf.
Cool. That is pretty accurate. I cannot disagree.
Deviant, like pieces out essentially and starts getting to work on her car, trying to repair any of the damage it sustained during the battle.
So where's that dickhead?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys are walking around, like walking off after this like short conversation with Thieving's mother, and she goes, by the way, my name is Hannah. If you need anything, Hannah. Just ask. And
Hannah or Henna?
Hannah.
Okay. Hannah, okay.
Yeah. And we'll put you up here for as long as you need to be in St. Louis.
What if it's like 10 years?
It's not going to be 10 years.
What if I want it to be 10 years?
You'll have to work that out later. Okay. So yeah, you guys are just kind of out and about.
I kick a tire.
Please don't do that.
I was just trying to see if it's a good car. It's a great one. My foot kicked back real good. That means it's all good.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, if you kick it, and you can tell the quality of the car just by your foot.
You would think that they would have come up with a more efficient way to do that by year, whatever year it is now.
It's tried and true.
I think wow. I said it's 2075.
I can respect that. Yeah. Anyways,
do you have
so
any
where's team? That dickhead?
What?
The guy we came here to kill.
Deviant didn't tell me that you came here to kill anybody.
Whoops.
we're just...
I mean, they probably don't want to kill him, but I do.
No,
I'm
I
on official
kill
business
him.
From the government.
I've got it. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Deviant actually told me you were tracking
one of...
It's Oliver.
It's Oliver.
Oliver, got it.
She told me you were tracking one of this town's crime bosses.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll help you out with that. We have quite a bit of connections here.
Nice.
And she kind of calls out. It's like, hey, Deviant comes over. Kind of greasy at this point. It's only been like a couple of minutes, but she's like gotten in on like fixing whatever has happened to the underside of this car.
Gross.
Hey.
And she's like wiping off her hands with a rag so she doesn't spread grease everywhere. And she just nods at her mother. And she leads you down to like a cellar door. It's like a door off to the side of the shop. It opens and there's a staircase.
Damn, I was going to kick the door. And say it was a good door.
She preemptively opened it.
Damn.
So, are you guys descending?
Yes. Is there tea down there?
Ooh, I'm gonna like...
There can be, yeah.
I'm
gonna
tea.
Like scoot down the stairs. I'm gonna like sit on it and just kind of like...
You do this for a couple steps and Deviant just looks at you before leading anyone else down.
Can I push him down?
Yeah, you can push him down. Cool.
It takes 7 boxes.
I'm not that strong.
You roll down 5 or 6 stairs into the landing. You hit your head.
It's not a long staircase. You just landed on your neck.
You're fine. You're just rattled. Deviant starts leading the group down.
What was that?
I was trying to have some fun.
Fun?
Go try it.
I got you.
You scoot down a couple of stairs, and Deviant also stops the entire group and looks at you.
He started it.
I've been down to help move Stock up, but I don't get very far.
Okay. And she says, okay, so I don't know what you guys think of shadow work. You're probably okay about it, but my mom's got a soft spot for a lot of the girls in this town. I think I might have spurred the thought with my, you know, own ways of securing contacts, but she does her best to make sure her daughters are safe, you know? And she's got some reach across St. Louis, protecting them from gangs and all that.
So when you say girls, you're talking about all the females in the city or her daughters? If so, how many daughters?
It's a lot of the girls. They're not all her blood
okay.
daughters.
It's
no,
like,
yeah.
It's like a...
They're,
yes, I understand.
Yeah, kind of like an adoptive mom, sort of looking out for you type thing.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
Nope, she does not have many daughters. She has just the one.
Yeah, I was thinking she might be a brood mother or something.
A human?
Human brood mother.
Human brood mother.
I've heard of it. Blood magic is fucking crazy. Speaking of which, we came here to battle blood magic.
Yeah, we'll get to that, actually. Okay. Hopefully,
she's like a brothel mistress.
He is.
Spoiler.
As soon as you say girls, I'm
but
like...
you know, like, one of the good ones.
Yes.
So you guys walk down, and there's, like, like main common area and a bunch of hallways branching off of it, each one looking distinct and different. Deviant leads you guys down the one to the far right and all the way to the end. And she opens the door to another like common room with five like bedroom doors open. You can see that they're like their bedrooms. It has a bathroom, a little kitchenette, things like that. And she says, I'll see you guys for dinner in about an hour. This is
we get where food you'll be. Too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you're part of the family now.
Remind me how we
I don't want to be part of that family.
Nope, you don't have to.
Okay, good. No. I'm like, I am not going to
sell you guys out. Oh my God.
I'll do it.
That sounds great.
I don't want to be a part of that plot point.
Anyways.
No.
But seriously, I don't remember. My memory is foggy. Every time I fight or even like almost fight something, my memory gets a bit hazy. Mm. What did we do to earn your favor / your trust / all of this?
Egg called one in.
Why does everyone like egg?
We hate egg.
You, what? I mean, he found him in a dumpster. I guess that first impression is a little hard to change.
Yeah, it's not a good first impression.
Well,
in fact, I'm still, if it wasn't for this, we probably would have left him on the road.
I'm pretty sure he would have liked it too. And I know you're going to try and sleep in the alley. She like focuses on egg.
What if you put some garbage on his bed?
She goes over to like the garbage bin and dumps some garbage in like one of the rooms.
Home sweet home.
This one's yours now.
After dinner, I will definitely throw my scraps in there.
Okay.
wait, I don't have scraps.
Throw the plate.
Yeah, I'll throw the plate.
And she leaves. So you guys are alone down here for a little bit.
So do you prefer to sleep in trash? Yeah. What joys does it bring you? Like, it's disgusting.
Sleeping in a inside fancy place kind of makes me sick.
I mean, that's
just... So you know, physical aversion is a nice thing. It's not like you like sleeping in the dumpster. It's that you are physically ill if you...
Makes you actually sick?
Kinda,
or...
yeah.
Huh.
We should hold him down in a fancy restaurant.
You sound very unhealthy.
Yeah, what's up? Is there hand soap in the kitchenette?
Yes.
I'm going to squirt some in my hand and smear it on his arm.
Hand soap doesn't bother you.
No.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, it might. It kind of sounds
just
like
hives.
No, hand soap actually does not bother him.
Do we have like
it's literally just the this place feels too nice for me. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're depressed. That's sad. I hug him.
and then he only goes up to like the underside of your ribcage.
After about like two frames of hug, I realize he's a fucking disgusting garbage monster.
Two frames.
And I immediately release him.
I rub hand soap on your arm.
Please and thank you.
Oh, man.
Damn.
So there is, like, a shower and stuff if you guys want to, like,
not just hand soap.
That is, I don't think that is a great
idea. Do we have, like, a tennis ball or some shit?
A tennis ball?
Yeah.
Are you
is that how you watch?
On. Do we?
I could probably find one.
I'm going to say... Yes.
Okay, can we play with persimmon?
Yes, I am going to say for that intent and purpose, you take the tennis ball out of like a bag that you've been carrying and you bat it around for persimmon.
It's definitely nice and like it used to be that nice yellow green, but now it's totally like a
but the tennis
brown.
No,
that's exactly what I was going to
have. That would have been a good bit, but no.
What, he was going to like piss in the tennis ball?
No, he was going to exfoliate and like wash his body.
Oh my God.
I feel disgusting. I will go to the showers.
All right, so you take up the bathroom first.
Convenient steam.
Oh no! What? We're not doing the
shower scene. Oh. Yes, we are.
Oh, no.
Hard cut. You sucks in the shower. Convenient steam everywhere.
The like nipple censoring one is above the shower head.
This is really hard to shower. I have to like
No, it's they have 10-foot ceilings, so you can fit.
Sick.
This is easier to shower.
The shower head's at your chest.
Yeah, the shower head, I have to, like, you know, squat.
You have to sit on
the
floor.
Is it one of those ones that
the
comes
shower
off?
Head's still, like, 9 feet up the wall?
Is the water dial not 9 feet up the wall?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that'd be mean.
I'm gonna like, describe this shower for filler purposes. There's, like, one of those rain shower heads on the ceiling.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I like those, I'm horrified.
I think they're cool.
And there's, like, a bunch of jets around also.
I'm a car.
That makes my real life anxiety just trigger.
Oh, I've never seen that shower, but I would totally like to be in one. Like,
yeah, it's like a flat thing that just it drips. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think it was like a hotel or something.
So just like get buckets of water thrown on you. Sounds amazing.
No, it's like rain.
Yeah, it's just like above you.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Anyway,
I'm going to make tea.
Yeah, you can make tea. Yeah, it has a full like diningware and
even
kitchenette.
Even more convenient steam.
Stove.
Wait, what is that with
from the tea kettle? Does it just like waft out of the kettle and just like
yeah, it provides convenience theme for when Mushtaq exits the shower.
Oh yes. Yeah, so I forgot where I put my clothes and the steam is blocking my crotch.
Yeah.
Would towels even fit you?
Yeah.
Do you have to like safety pin towels to your limbs?
I grab a towel tight to one side.
Yeah.
So one towel goes over my front, one goes over my back.
All right.
I have a nice little
toga.
Sort of. It's you know like you, when you start off a game.
Is it
limbs
outfit
and
fire
cloth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Just a loincloth.
Mushtaq is clean.
Yes.
I'm gonna say like for interest of time, the rest of you guys like shower, settle down, clean up, whatever.
Does egg shower?
Do you?
How long has it been since I last showered?
Like a week.
Ew. I did that. That is depression.
Yeah, that's depression right there.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah, okay, egg showers.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
Do you wash your clothes in the shower too?
Oh, yeah.
Are you shy?
No, I don't have any others with me.
Never.
Eggs are never nude. I do want to put this in the canon and say that you are a never nude because it's going to come into play much later.
I don't know what that means.
You don't want to be naked in front of
like,
people.
Oh, okay, got it.
In general.
Yeah.
You go in the shower with
you
your
You couldn't
clothes
figure
on.
That one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but never nude.
Oh, got it.
All right. So it takes you guys like an hour and a half-ish to like clean up and everything. And then after you're done, Deviant brings, like, knocks on your door. Who opens it?
I'll open
okay,
it.
Okay, you open the door.
Persimmon
opens
it. I dramatically open it.
Slippery Joy opens the door, and she's holding, like, a bright red, like, pot with gloves.
Oh, she got oven mitts on?
Yeah, oven mitts. Mm-hmm. This is the term. She has oven mitts.
I take the lid off to see what it is.
It's mac and cheese. It's baked mac and cheese.
Beautiful.
This is the first beautiful thing I've seen after leaving Tier Tangier.
Oh my god! I really like it. Okay. And she just sets it on the table. Who's putting out plates? Who's setting the table?
I will definitely help out.
Anyone?
I have a kiss the cooking for now. It doesn't fit well.
Hey. Yeah, it's like a crop top.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You didn't cook anything, let's be entirely clear. Yes, You're just setting the table.
Do we have drinks besides tea in this kitchen?
Yeah, there's water.
Perfect.
Is there just water? Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Water and tea.
Yeah, there's like,
water and leaf water.
yeah, I'm going to say just water. And then like you can go buy more from like a Neo grocery store if you want.
I want juice.
Neo juice.
Oh man, I really like the idea of a Neo grocery store. It's like, at least with like McDonald's or shit, that's a franchise. This Neo grocery store sells Neo groceries.
It's all soy.
Gross.
And they all glow a little.
Yeah, after we eradicated everyone with soy allergies.
We were free to move to a fully soy deck.
No, yeah. Canonically, most foods in Shadowrun are soy, but I'm not going to make that be a thing in this game.
I don't want
soy
mac and cheese.
It seems very depressing.
It seems really depressing.
Yeah. Like, well, they have, like, real foods, but it's a lot more expensive.
Okay. Oh, interesting. I kind of like that.
Yeah. So you guys have, like, access to real food.
I enjoy that.
And, like,
this
as long
is
as
real
you...
cheese.
Yeah.
This isn't that velvet of shit.
And as long as you guys are...
It really sucks.
It does. But as long as you guys are, like, buying groceries and stuff for this particular environment that you guys are in, I'm going to count it as a lifestyle, so you guys have to add that in eventually. But this lifestyle's costs are covered by... They're, like, on a tab, essentially.
Okay.
As part of this favor. So you guys are just chit-chatting around the table, eating, because this is like the first real meal you've had since you left, unless you want to count Neo McDonald's as a real meal, which I
do not.
Yeah, you do, yep.
What about Fuckhead McMike's?
Yeah, what about Fuckhead McMike? He was a good dude.
He was a good dude. That was last episode, holy shit.
That was only for you poor people.
I...
The nice among us went to that
Elysium.
Yeah. And then a deviant says, so while you're here, you're going to want one while we're waiting for information on Oliver. You guys are going to need to wet your whistle when it comes to real runs. So she asks Egg to put her in charge of your team on Dojo.
Okay.
And she looks around a little bit.
Mushtaq shudders at the thought of Egg being the leader. Just kind of quietly to himself as that sentence is said. He just kind of like cringes a little bit.
He says, oh, okay, here's one. Pretty simple, little cliche, but you guys should be able to hack it. Meet the Johnson on the roof of this here parking garage.
I raise my hand.
Hack it, like be able to do it, yeah.
None of us can hack.
This isn't a computer.
Oh, yeah, that was what I was concerned about.
My bad.
No problem.
Poor choice of words. Sorry.
I apologize.
And she sends the like Google Maps to your comm links so you guys can see how to get
Neo
there and everything.
Neo Google Maps.
Neo Google Maps. It's a sabotage mission. Destroy some blueprints and leave.
Typical
two-key matrix payout. You'll get the first key when you meet your boss. Sound good?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how do we destroy the blueprint?
They'll tell you about it when you get there.
Okay.
All right. I've got to make sure everyone's settled down here. They're not used to seeing outsiders. Usually there's background checks, all that. But you're here on my word and my word alone. So I have some work to do.
How outside are you talking? The really tall elf or the horseman?
Yes. And she finishes her mac and cheese and she leaves.
Do we have to clean up dinner before we go shadow running?
No.
I would advise that you put it at least in the fridge so you can have leftovers later.
Okay, we do that.
Yeah, do you want that to be a common sense question?
I'm not gonna
count as that.
Joke's on her, there are no leftovers.
Mushtaq ate all of it.
I need like 8,000 calories in
there. But I was hungry.
And I mean, you're
gonna have to ask Canada to make some more.
So yeah, the run meet is the next like afternoon, evening.
Yes.
So
there is no daylight in Shadow.
Yeah, there's no daylight. I did make this a very cliche like job.
Can I get Neo Cliff Bars at the Neo grocery store?
Yeah.
Cool.
You get the Cliff Bars. Do you guys want to have like a grocery shopping montage?
Yeah.
Very short.
Sure.
Alright. Do 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 do. Scan.
Oh, sorry. It's Shadowrun.
So yeah. You guys get groceries.
Yeah.
The cashier scans them, puts them all in bags. And you guys return.
Well, gee, I'm so happy we got those
groceries.
Now we got juice.
Yeah, see,
they ran out of juice, actually.
You can sleep if you want. It's like
we're gonna stay up all night and swap stories.
Yeah, okay. We are.
It's like 11-ish, so.
We are nocturnal beasts. We are the Shadow Runners.
All right.
I believe.
Where we are, Cartonovag.
Cartonovag.
Mushtok hates the words as they leave his mouth.
Egg. I personally think carton of Mushtok sounds much better.
I don't think you can buy Mushtoks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I pull a label off of the juice and stick it on Mushtok.
Oh, he's just juicing it?
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it'd be worth, like, at least 3 of these.
That's still not much.
So are you actually staying up to swap stories, or should I fast forward? Okay.
Oh, okay. So tell me why you're so fucking weird.
I don't know. Am I weird?
Yes. I understand that I participated as well, but that was because I'm excitable. But you decided to slide your butt down the stairs, hurting your pelvis bone.
Was it
for seemingly no reason?
It was fun though, wasn't it? Did you have a good time?
I did have a good time.
Okay, so maybe I'm not so weird.
But like, I don't know. You're like a detective or something, right?
No. Yeah, in theory.
I can't read, but I've heard about detectives.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like cool and like smart. And
aren't they usually mice?
Is Persimmon a detective?
Is he a detective?
Wait.
Are you trying?
Is Persimmon a detective?
He's really good at finding shit.
Yeah.
I lean down.
Lo and behold, his attachment to his owner.
Damn.
Sorry. I'm coming off a bit too hard. Hi, my name is Mushtok. I do not mean to be so rude.
I dip my fingers in my glass of juice and just flick it in your face. Ah!
You know what? I deserve that.
Did you just spray bottle?
But it's with juice. So if it got in my eyes, it would be all citrusy.
Anyway, nice. I lean down and poke Persimmon's nose and tell him he's a good detective.
Can we play the tennis ball again?
Yeah. Okay. That's not the thing you have to ask to do. You can just say, I'm pulling out the tennis ball, and I am playing with Persimmon.
Can I roll to take the tennis ball out of my bag?
Roll for grip.
Can I roll to take the tennis ball?
Is that a thought I can have?
Please. But yes, I kind of got distracted. My hatred of Egg sometimes gets the better.
Yeah, I was kind of glad about that.
Yeah, so.
No, that he got distracted.
Uh-oh.
So, you don't seem particularly perceptive or intelligent or serious or cool, yet you are a detective. Why? Or how?
Maybe the situation hasn't arisen yet.
Oh. Mushtok smiles.
But I can't promise anything about cool.
Okay. No, it's fine. Most people can't achieve.
It's that you can't become cool.
Yeah. You just kind of have to be born with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wish I was cool.
Are you a kind all as large as you?
Yes, I am average height. I'm not small.
Who's the tallest? Me small.
You're small.
The tallest, that would be, I mean, I don't know every single, we're not so small in numbers, I know everybody, but my brother Uten is much, much, much taller than me.
How tall is he?
He's like 10 something.
Is he 10 years old?
10 feet. So he's like 10'5". Translate in real time to meters.
How tall are you?
I am like
what, like?
He's 3 meters.
I am
tall.
9 feet 6 inches. Oh, sorry.
So he's like a foot taller than you?
Yes.
Man, that's so much.
Yes. I guess relative to your people, probably like a few inches.
That's like.
In terms of. I can't do math. But theoretically, if I could do math. I'd be able to figure this out for you.
Your brother's like actually twice as tall as me.
I have not grilled Jesus. How are you doing?
Jesus is doing well.
Please don't grill him. Fresh off the.
We could have another meal.
We could have another meal. Wait! I understand your joke now. You will not eat Jesus.
Don't worry, I don't want to eat you.
Thank you.
I do not believe you. go anywhere near Jesus.
Jesus is part deer. Jesus knows about hunters.
I'm not one of them.
All right, I got nothing else to say. Does anyone want to grill me?
Yeah, why questions? Are you so fucking tall?
Oh, great question. So, like 3,000 years ago.
Says nobody. Mushak hears this very New York sounding voice.
From the sky.
From the sky.
Someone above me is asking about how tall I am. That is not usual.
God is from Neo Brooklyn.
I'm also from Brooklyn.
Are you God?
Hello, God.
All right.
Jesus, I found your father.
Hey.
All right, we cut to the next day.
Right. So it's the next, like, afternoon. You guys still have some time to, like, prepare and get ready before you have to go meet the Johnson at this rooftop.
I make eggs.
Don't you think that's a little insensitive?
No.
I do not partake.
I partake. Eggs are great.
Are you also wearing a Kiss the Cook apron?
Sure.
Okay. There are five of them in this suite. What? Perfect. You guys are preparing for your first real Shadow Run. Yay!
But first, breakfast.
Yes.
That falls under... Shut up. That falls under preparing.
Okay.
Yes. So I like this scene of Egg, like, burping. Like, rolling out of bed, opening the door from his room, burping.
Shut the hell up!
Blueberry Joy just
kind of... What? It's 5 in the afternoon.
You're eating for hours.
You're supposed to be meeting the Johnson at 9 p.m.
Do you want dinner?
We have eggs.
Oh. Okay. We have your own
people. And persimmons.
We cooked persimmons.
Oh, no.
I hand him a fruit.
Oh! That's what you
Is the rat well and alive?
Yes.
No. I cooked Jesus and persimmons.
That's just really rude.
I tore off a little piece of something, some probably like Egg's clothing, and made Persimmon a little cape so he could be a little detective.
Oh no. Okay.
Egg won't miss one corner of his t-shirt.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he doesn't have the other corners. That's
This rat is like the size of Gizmo, by
yeah,
the way.
I was going to say, before we get too attached, let us not forget that we were talking about a rat here. And a mouse. A cute little mouse. A disgusting garbage rat.
You guys are preparing.
Okay.
You're playing with the rat, I guess. Eating dinner.
Yes. So one of the great things about being...
Persimmon has also bathed of his own accord. He, like, filled up the tub after you guys went to bed and took a nice little bath.
Is he,
bath.
Like, the little rat that showers?
He's now so he's talented.
Now he's a little mouse. He went in a rat, came out a mouse.
So, yeah, he's clean. He did, like, forget to drain the tub, though, because he can't, like, reach under and...
That's a smart-ass rat.
He's street smart.
Ew.
This rat is smarter than you, Egg.
Yes, that was what I was going for.
And he did shake and, like, leave water everywhere.
What a good boy.
But only in Egg's room.
What a good boy.
I hope the mosquitoes eat him alive.
What?
No. No.
Sorry. Anyways, so do people need to prepare or something? As warrior of Tyr Tangier, I literally don't need anything.
I do.
Jesus is fine.
I need to prepare.
Then prepare.
I hold my arms out like this, mm-hmm. And then I just scream really loud.
Okay.
Mushtaq is taken aback. He believes that he is performing one of Tyr Tangier's most powerful ancient rites. But he then realizes...
Oh, it's the air system. It sounds a lot louder on my end.
That's bad.
It just sounds like a low hum. I can edit it out.
Yeah.
I kick up my leg and hold it, and I just present my foot spur.
What?
You take off your leg?
You kick up your leg, you do a vertical split, and kick up your foot spur as you hold the position. Holy shit.
It says, we should go back to Elysium. That is amazing. Why are you showing me your foot spur, though?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you guys are ready. You can head out if you want. Did you all eat your eggs?
Maybe. You're
kidding. I did not partake.
I hand you a cup of scrambled eggs.
A cup.
All the plates are dirty.
And one's an egg scroll. Much like bathroom.
All right. We're
all clean.
It's 8:59.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, damn, we gotta go.
It is 8:45. You guys have made it to the top floor of this parking garage. There's no one there yet aside from you guys. In the distance, actually all around you, you can see skyscrapers illuminating the St. Louis skyline.
Interesting.
What an ugly city.
I was going to say this is a lot nicer than the poor people escorting us would have me believe.
You haven't seen Brooklyn. You haven't seen the alleys of Brooklyn, man. You don't know beauty.
Okay.
Do you have a postcard?
I do know it's here, Tangier.
Which is probably actually beautiful.
Yes, it's actually beautiful.
And, like, little by little, office lights are, like, turning off as people, and, like, turning back on as janitors come in to clean or whatever. But they're turning off at a pretty steady rate while you guys are waiting for your boss on this run.
It's a very typical Shadowrun setup, but or like sort of like sci-fi job setup. The only difference is you can definitely tell we're all PCs.
Yes.
just picture the wide shot of our group. It's like, well, look at all these fucking PCs.
Yeah, camera zooms out. There's an outline of a centaur and a very tall person. Zoom back in.
I like do the neon. I do a squat.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it look dramatic, to make our zoom out look nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
I'll be slightly hovering.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
all right. It's literally just posing for an album cover.
You guys pose for this album cover. Camera zooms back in, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. This doesn't actually really happen. You guys are just kind of wasting time waiting for the Johnson to show up.
Oh, man.
And, no, so if you posed like this, if there was a theoretical camera pointing at us. Anyways, I think the Johnson's coming.
Yeah. And at 8:59, as Mushtaq is explaining this pose to you, the Johnson shows up.
Punctual.
Yes. He is an elf. He looks pretty beefy. And he's wearing a suit and a bow tie.
No pants?
Whoa.
A suit? Less. What?
Suit's so comfortable.
Last time I checked, the suit had like at least three pieces. Pants were always
tie, shirt, blazer, and a belt. I forgot about that belt.
He's wearing pants. But what if he wasn't?
Yeah, can you not be?
All right.
No.
Yeah, but think of all the Johnson jokes we could make.
You're really gonna joke at your boss, who is giving you a job that's out of your league?
I mean, he's a temporary boss.
He's got the jacket, the cummerbund, and the bow tie.
He's wearing a three-piece suit and a bow tie.
Okay.
With his pants? Undershirt and with, yes.
Okay.
What color is the bow tie?
The bow tie is black.
Okay.
His shirt
is nighttime.
Black. His suit is black. His shoes are black and his hair is black.
Welcome to Shadow.
How boring.
Also black.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's a black elf, but he's not a Wakiambi.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know we came in those sizes.
He chuckles to himself, and he says, well, welcome. I assume I've been in contact with
our egg.
Decker.
Yes. Yeah, that's our egg.
No, she said she was going to stay behind and provide technical cover.
Her.
Yeah. Yes.
So you didn't talk to Egg?
No.
I talked
to
Egg.
Hello.
He doesn't talk much.
He's not impressive.
To be fair, neither are the rest of you.
Yeah.
Except for my brother here.
Yes.
And okay. he points at Mushtaq.
Naturally.
So he hands you all. Well, he hands. So which one of you is the leader, the most technically competent?
Wait, no.
So as he said, leader, Mushtaq's hand extended. As he said, technically, his hand in the trash.
I have two in computer.
Okay.
I take negative
two
rolls.
I have two in pool. I have two in computer.
I also have two.
All right. Okay. He just hands it over to Blueberry Joy. And he says, well, this is the first encryption key on your payout.
I don't want this. This is too much responsibility.
I take it.
Okay. I see you guys are fairly new. I don't understand how you've gotten to rank 4 on this.
We are bumped.
I'm okay. So
we
I'm
did
really
some hard jobs.
Ah, I see.
I have a gun and 3 arms.
Thank you. thank you for that information. But please, I do need to go over the specifics of this with you. Mm-hmm. He hands Mushtaq the key, and he says, this is so that you can verify that your reward is there, and will be adjusted accordingly, depending on how well you do in this job.
Oh, we'll do good.
That's the least I expect, actually. And he says, this is a sabotage. You must deliver this thumb drive. He hands you, like, a Neo USB. It has an RFID tag that when tapped against something, it will, if like the thing is in place, it'll execute.
Isn't a Neo USB just a hard drive?
Yes. No, it's like a tag that will, if you bump it against something, it'll do something. Mm. He says, I need you to destroy some blueprints with this. And he hands it to Mushtaq again. He assumes that Mushtaq is now the leader of this group.
Yes. Great assumption. I'm very large.
He says, this is on behalf of Lone Star. You'd know that this is the like police force in the city. And when you are done, your Decker will alert me. And I will send you the key to cash in your payout. Cool. Are we clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, when you say Lone Star, does that mean you're a cop?
No, I'm actually an ex-gang leader. Nice.
But are we going to fuck with the cops, or are we working on behalf of the cops?
You are working on their behalf. They have been hired by a higher power.
Interesting. What a weird country you people have.
Do you have any scars?
That is classified.
Why didn't your suit come with pants?
I am wearing these pants right now.
I will instead ask him what color his undergarments are.
I will not answer that question.
Can I look?
Probably black.
No!
Okay. If I were to guess,
and he
black.
Starts to leave.
Goodbye, it was great meeting you, Mr.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Okay, yeah, Johnson, but like...
Mr. Johnson.
I mean, yeah, that's every boss's name, but like, I feel like we're a little closer.
No, we're not.
We could be.
No, I don't want to be. Please just do this job.
You should wear pants next time.
I am wearing pants when he leaves. Has anyone checked the payout yet? Because it just went down, motherfuckers.
We don't know that.
Are you good?
I had to stop myself from spitting out my drink.
Anywho.
For posterity, I did decrease their payout because you asked your boss if he was wearing pants!
No, I didn't ask that. I told him he should wear pants.
I asked if he had scars.
Anyways, none of us are more intelligent enough to actually check the cred stick, so we are number
one. Perfect! Perfect!
Fucking nice.
This doesn't actually require a computer check to do. It's just...
Yeah, it was just handed to me.
Yeah, I know. It's another one of those RFID where you could tap it to your comm and it'll be like, oh yeah, it's
smack
here.
It in
your head. Okay, great. Account verified.
Okay, let us go do the cops. Whatever. Let's do this mission.
Okay.
This job.
All right. So the place he's told you to go, I actually need to draw a map here. The map that he's given you guys is of this kind of unused piece of land, like outside the outskirts of St. Louis. It is almost wildlife conservation, but not really. And the reason it hasn't been solidified as that yet is because a lot of people want to build and expand like that area as and like incorporate it as part of St. Louis. So it's pretty much right on the border of not so much like the main skyscrapers, but it's like the starting point for a new cluster, essentially. A city neighborhood. And you get there. Vivian's not going to be like there with you guys on this mission. She's barely going to be providing support. She doesn't send like her drone or anything. So you guys are pretty much on your own doing this run. And the only thing you know is that there are 8 buildings in this arrangement, as you can see.
Okay.
And when you enter the like area, it's in like a clearing and there are trees around it. You see 2 buildings in front of you and 3 buildings behind them.
Okay.
And that's all you can see so far in this like clearing. And you don't know which building the thing you're supposed to be sabotaging is in either.
All right, gang, time to split up and look for clues.
There are 5 of us. We should be able to hit all
the buildings. Egg and Persimmon, you take building 1.
All right.
That sounds like a bad idea.
What do you mean? It may not be a good idea for us to split up. At least individually.
I don't think we're individually much of a threat besides you.
That's true, because you're like 4 hands. Or hooves, rather. Hooves.
Yes.
Oh, man, you have 4 hooves and you have hands.
Yeah.
How do you...
That's a super quietly, threat.
How do you quietly go around? Like, she's like clip-clop all over the place.
Jesus does not.
Okay. Yeah, you put on your soft horse shoes.
Jesus did not have the opportunity to change his horse shoes.
Well, you did. I can say you did because you had preparation time.
Sure.
So, does Jesus have socks?
Yeah. Does have felt horse shoes? Oh, man.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he just has like rubber,
no, that's cute.
Rubber bottom.
Rubber bottom horseshoes.
Yeah,
nice.
Jesus will still clip and clop, for Jesus is a horse, but it will be muted, notably.
So what do you guys want to do first?
I'm curious, thinking back on the description of the man, I do not remember what he
black
told
on
us.
Black on black on black.
Not specifically the man himself. What did he tell us about these blueprints? Or did he just basically tell us how
he just needs it? He needs you guys to get rid of the blueprints that are in one of these buildings here. Don't look at this. That are in one of these buildings here.
See that.
Basically, you're tapping this tag to like a computer system that will get rid of the blueprints or one way or another.
Let's start at 4.
Yeah, I feel like 4 is...
No.
3.
3?
5.
Can we use a random number generator?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys want to like roll a die?
Adam, is there... Oh yeah, that's right. We can roll a d6 and we'll just say 6 is nothing.
Oh, yeah, there should be a d8 in there, actually.
Okay, that was
you
nothing.
You guys don't know there's 8 buildings.
That was another 6.
How many do you think there is?
I rolled a 3.
You guys think
I
there
also
are
rolled
5.
A 3.
Okay. Nice. All right, we picked 3.
Do you want to go to 3? Okay.
We're in a building 3. You sneak around building 1.
Yep, you sneak around building 1, and you try the lock on building 3. It is locked.
Can anybody open?
I want you guys to make sneaking tests.
Oh.
Yes.
We roll our pool, right? Yeah.
What is the pool for sneaking?
Sneaking, I believe, is an agility skill.
Yes.
It is.
Definitely.
So if you do not have the sneaking specialty, just roll your agility.
I think it's minus 1.
Yeah, minus 1. So you see some lights come on from behind this house, or not house, but like building, and you hear a voice that says, hey! Quick, hey, pretend, who's over there?
Pretend you're really big.
He is really big.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, we can hear you!
Is it just one person?
There's one person speaking, yes.
Okay.
we get low to the ground.
Okay.
Jesus tries to get low to the ground.
Yeah, you can like fold your legs.
Yeah, I'm fold
yeah. So
around.
You guys,
but that still makes me the height of everyone else standing.
It's true. You guys try and get as low to the ground as possible.
Is there anything on this roof, like a generator box or something?
No. Wait, no, there isn't anything on the roof.
Wait, are we on the roof?
No, no, you guys are in front of the building.
I'm sorry, yeah. Audience.
You guys are like right here.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys did go to three, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So this like flashlight starts moving closer. And this person says, "This is secured territory.
Okay.
If you shouldn't be here, we'll know about it."
Can I?
And they're like waving the flashlight. They're about to round the corner for the front to the front of the house.
So they're like around us. Him and go behind him and try to distract them.
Yeah.
And make noises and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as Persimmon goes up, he's about to turn a corner.
Yeah. He's about to turn the corner
now
and
the
like.
Corner.
All right. So you're gonna have Persimmon go see if
make
he can like
noises and
scurry like yeah. behind him. And Mushtaq is the corner. I would like you to roll an intimidation test, and I would like you to roll animal handling to see if you get Persimmon to do this.
I do.
I hope you do.
I have three. Okay, so two hits.
Yeah, no. If he goes around the corner, I'm gonna.
Okay, so he notices something like run past his leg, but he goes, "What the?" And he shakes it off.
Damn.
I don't want to hurt this guy, but I'm gonna have to hurt this guy.
And he rounds the corner again. What was your intimidation roll? How many hits did you get on it?
Oh. I got 0 hits.
You got 0 hits on intimidation.
Yes.
Can I roll for intimidation?
Yeah, as long as you're like right there with Mushtaq, I'll give you the chance to do it.
What if we all just run out and intimidate this one man? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
to
okay.
I'm gonna play it out this way. Make your roll.
Okay.
None.
Damn.
Right. We are the least scary monsters of all time.
So he rounds the corner and
man,
he shines a flashlight
on
you. It turns out this man is also 8.5 feet tall.
Whoa, okay.
He's also a Wakiyami. He says, "Huh. All right." And he takes out a taser.
You don't see that every day.
And he hits you with it.
He tries.
He tries. Parry. You parry. All right, roll parry. So you deflect it. You don't take any damage.
Hey,
cool.
Now, I was gonna try to like scare you because I assumed you were just some shitty human.
Oh, but
now that you're very large, you only leave me one sort of option here. Either
you didn't make it to make the intimidation. You were like,
no, that's fine.
Okay.
So I'm probably gonna have to hurt you. I do not want to, though. So if you just turn around and pretend you did not see
us. He tasers you again.
You son of a bitch. I was trying to be polite. I parry again.
Okay.
5 hits.
you parry it and knock the taser out of his hand. At this point, someone else comes around the like first corner. And notices this happening and puts up a physical barrier between you and the him. And the other Wakiyami.
They put up a physical barrier?
They like move their hand. It is a physical barrier. You would know the motion of the spell casting.
Oh.
But it's a physical barrier between buildings 3 and 4.
I would like to try and I believe that would be counterspelling.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna roll initiative after this turn.
Okay.
So yeah, so roll for counterspelling.
Yeah, as I sort of smell the magic happening, I'm like, and I do my incantation. I speak my own magic words. I would like to do like sort of stop it from happening in the first place. 4 hits.
4 hits. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mushtaq has just dispelled the physical barrier, so you guys can attack them without using magical spells.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna lunge at the guy's ankles with my claws.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Come down to our height.
Yeah, I would like you to roll your unarmed combat. You slash at his ankles, and he is knocked prone and is in a lot of pain. How many hits did you say you had?
Five.
Five? Yeah. Yep. He is not doing great at all. Cool. next up is going to be Blueberry Joy.
Fucking ass. So he's on the ground?
Yeah, he's on the ground.
Cool.
There's the magician next to him also. Hmm. Like, coming up towards the corner of the building that he's at. Yeah.
How resilient are Wakayambi to bullets?
Good question. There's only one way to find out.
All right, cool. I'm going to walk up right to his head and start shooting him. Because he's on the ground.
All right. Wow. All righty.
You got to seize your opportunity.
So you're going to fire semi-auto. Just roll your pool for your gun. And I will defend for this man. It hits him in the armor and does not hurt him.
He has armor on his head?
Yeah, he has a helmet.
Very resistant.
Like, these are security details. Yeah. They're going to be well prepared.
Not on their ankles, though.
Yeah. Are you telling me that the ankles got away, but the head didn't?
Yes.
Yeah.
People don't wear ankle guards.
I mean, they wear boots, but you cut through them.
I call That's bullshit. True.
It says six hits out of eight dice.
No, not that. not the dice.
Wait, add it to... Oh, that means you missed. I'm sorry. You missed the shot. My bad. You missed the shot. It didn't hit him, which is...
kind of pathetic.
Kind of pathetic, yeah.
You're just like...
Bink.
Yeah. So, Egg, it's...
Persimmon ran by you, and you missed.
Yeah. Persimmon's running back to Egg, and it startles you, actually, which is why you missed. All right, Egg.
Yeah.
I would like you to do an action.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Can I cast Compel Truth on the guy lying on the ground?
Sure.
Okay.
You cast it. What's its drain value, and what force do you cast it at?
Drain F1.
F minus one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the force you're casting it at?
I'll do it at two.
Okay.
And I just want to ask him if he knows where the blueprints are.
And if
he'll tell us where they are.
Okay.
I got one, that's it.
You got no hits.
Yes.
This spell is active for 0 minutes. Totally. It does not work.
Nice. Can I shoot him in the head?
Yes.
Cool.
Wait. Before I say yes. No, you can't. You already took one complex action this time.
All right.
This pass, I mean.
Oh, man, we got him.
Yeah, you got him. Moosh, talk.
We want him.
Hey, dickheads. Stop trying to shoot everybody.
I tried. I fucked up.
I don't have guns.
I was trying to scare him full well. I knew that I just missed. But I do want to say, I was trying to scare him.
Mm-hmm.
I run over to the mage.
Okay.
That's probably for the better.
All right. He's, he meets you, like, you're at the middle of this building, like, right there.
Yes.
Yep.
What is he?
He's a human.
Human. Okay.
So he's not 7 feet tall.
He's not 7 feet tall, no. He's 6 feet tall, but he's human.
How should I handle him? I just say, you know, I was trying to talk to your friend here. Told him not to do what he was doing. Sorry. And I headbutt him.
Okay. Roll unarmed combat. What's the damage value on your headbutt? He's looking very rough. But he's not down.
Damn.
The first guy is just going to get up. He has been knocked prone. It will take his entire turn.
I would not do that.
How badly did he actually get hurt?
Actually, people try to shoot him in the head, so, yeah.
I mean, pretty badly.
Because I just think that hell to try and get up if, like, your ankles are cut.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. That's why it took his whole turn.
He stumbled a little.
Yeah, he's stumbling to get up.
Nice.
And then the second guy is going to try and put up the barrier again.
What, between me and him?
Yes.
I take minus five to initiative to counterspell once again.
All right. You do counterspell it.
Just stop! You cannot do anything! You can't cast your magic. I am clearly double your size. Please, just sit down.
And that is what we're going to call episode 5 of the Code of Conflict. Yep. I hope we got enough done this episode. But we'll be back to resolve the group's first run.
Yay.
We'll be back in 2 weeks to resolve this. I know, cliffhanger, but... What if we stab them first and then
do it? Ooh, then we can die.
I'm trying to get like a good couple seconds of silence so I can edit out our banter.
Will it ever come? Find out next week.
You won't.